The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
The opening of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by Quench for Knowledge. Join Rob Spiewak, Mark Ronick, and their lovely assistant, Diana Ash, this coming Wednesday night at Quench in Rockville, Maryland, for America's favorite trivia game, Quench for Knowledge. It's fun and it's free. And enjoy the signature cocktails and cuisine that make Quench your best destination anytime. Mealtime, snack time, free time, anytime. Bring your friends. The fun starts at 8:30 Wednesday, October 3rd at Quench, 9712 Treville Gateway Drive in Rockville. For more information, visit quenchnation.com.
Do it.
Hello, friends. This is Robert Evans. I'm here to tell you about a spectacular town and a spectacular show. It's the Mike O'Mara Show Live, and it's coming to my favorite city, Reno, Nevada. Boy, those guys are a gas. You want to talk about a great evening, an evening of fun, thrills, good times for everybody? It's the Mike O'Mara Show Live. Where are they going to be, you ask? Well, how about I tell you?
Where?
It's going to be at Circus Circus Hotel and Casino in scintillating Reno, Nevada. I'll tell you, I've seen these guys live. This show is only one word. Spectacular. You know, I've directed and produced some of the biggest movies in the world, like The Godfather. I'll tell you, it's a rush that's unparalleled, like anal cocaine smuggling.
What?
Wait a minute.
It's terrific. You know, back in the early 70s when I was doing drugs with Ally McGraw, I thought I couldn't get higher. But boy, was I wrong when I stopped by and saw the Mike O'Mara Show Live.
That's right.
It's incredible. They're going to have comedy, music, and just an all-in-all good time. And what's better is they're going to be doing their show from one of the fabulous hotel casinos in the middle of the biggest little city in the world, Reno, Nevada. Boy, it just doesn't get any better than that. So, strap yourselves in. Snot-Nosed McGraw loves a buzz and his ukulele.
Yeah.
Where else can you go?
That's right.
And get Buzz Burbank playing a ukulele?
Nowhere.
Just amazing. You know, show business is my life. But these guys know show business like nobody's business. I truly enjoy the wonderful action that is the Mike O'Mara Show. It's nonstop fun. If you want to unhinge your jaw and have a great night.
What?
You okay?
If you want to unhinge your jaw and have a...
What?
I don't know. Sometimes I just fade off. I tell you, that speedboat ride that is the Mike O'Mara Show is worth stopping by. Say hi to the guys. I watch the Mike O'Mara Show with purple-tinted sunglasses.
Nice.
That's the only way to watch it.
That's right.
So, strap your sunglasses on.
What?
Strap your sunglasses on. Get into your tuxedo. Bring your favorite girl. Maybe have animal sex before you go.
Oh, dear. No,
it's
no.
Terrific.
Are you no?
And now I'd like to open up the floor to questions.
Yes, I have a question.
Who's this?
This is Rob Spiewak with the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oh, of course. You're part of my favorite show. The Mike O'Mara Show. It's a gas.
Now, if you could describe the Mike O'Mara Show live at Circus Circus in one word, what would that word be?
Very simply, spectacular.
You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
See?
I'm sorry. I'm truly sorry.
And a pen, Larry?
Yeah, a pen, you know.
Because you're going to do what you do best.
You're going to sign this voucher so I can hire a contractor.
I don't know if I can do that without...
I'm going to hire Quint to kill the shark.
What?
August. What? What are you talking about? Larry, the summer is over. You're the mayor of Shark City. These people think you want the beaches open.
I was acting in the town's best interest.
That's right. You were acting in the town's best interest, and that's why you're going to do the right thing. That's why you're going to sign this, and we're going to pay that guy what he wants.
Martin.
My kids.
We're on that beach, too.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
Live from the Cappy Fiverr Studios, yeah, it's America's most beloved podcast. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. We are downloaded more than 15 million times, and we are heard in 150 countries worldwide. You can call us.
No.
Yes.
Really, today on a rainy day?
Yeah, rainy day is a good day for phone calls.
No, you're gonna, you know what you're going to get? You're going to get the low-pressure people.
Well, here's the number, 718-506-1625. It is Tuesday, October 2, 2012, and we are delighted to have you along with us. Our show today is brought to you by our friends that we tell you all about. Let me tell you something, baseball fans.
Do
the
it.
Nats just clinched. They clinched a division. Pretty incredible.
I don't know about you, but I almost couldn't sleep last night.
The adrenaline was coursing through my veins.
There are
a lot of people around this town of ours, Washington, D.C., from worst to first. God bless them. The Nationals, they're going to the playoffs, and who knows, the potential exists, ladies and gentlemen, for a Nationals-Orioles World Series.
Isn't that amazing?
Wouldn't that be something?
Wow. Wouldn't it be the first Washington, D.C. World Series since like 1930?
It would be a miracle.
Yeah, I mean, Buzz, cool. What was it like at that game?
I was there that day. And,
how was it? Was it fun?
Oh, the stadium was packed.
Electric,
and,
wasn't it?
Yeah, there was electricity in the air. Everybody was excited, and everybody had on their parkas because it was cold.
Cold, yeah.
Our show is brought to you by Scorebig. If you've ever been to a game or a concert that is supposedly sold out, beware. They might be fooling you.
Beware.
ScoreBig works with teams, promoters, and other ticket providers, and they give you 10 to 60% off your favorite events, whether it's baseball, NFL, NBA, college, or the NHL, the Redskins and RG3.
Yeah.
Who knows the potential of this young man? I think he's one of the greatest quarterbacks to ever come into the NFL. I really do. And I think the potential of the Redskins is unlimited.
Look at this town.
I mean, it's really, it's a crappy team around him, but you know what? This guy wins games by himself. Mm-hmm. You got those tickets. You got Michigan football, the 49ers, Texans versus Jets, Stanford football, New York Giants, Nationals, Dodgers. I mean, everything. Check it out, scorebig.com. Tickets at ScoreBig are always below box office price, guaranteed. Go to scorebig.com and enter the code TMOS at checkout, and you can save at least $30 off the box office price.
Settle down, Mark.
It's back up to $30, and that's on your first purchase.
That's right.
So we thank you in advance for checking out scorebig.com. On the program today, Oscar's mother.
Mother.
Seth MacFarlane hosting the Oscars.
I can't wait for your reaction.
I can't believe the power I have. If I'm not killing someone, I'm getting someone the biggest gig in show business.
It's truly amazing when you slam somebody. They're anointed. guess what airline I think I'm flying to Miami?
Hey! Oh. Wow.
It's a hub.
Wow.
What row?
Well, the seat's in row 4, but he's going to end up in row 10. Nice.
I've changed my vote.
What?
On... Not the presidential election.
Yes, the presidential election.
You've really?
I'll your, talk all about
your
it.
Not your prediction, your vote That's you've changed. Bold.
We're going to talk bands today. We're going to start with bands. And it's debate eve, do you care? Let's start with our bands.
Okay.
A little round table. We've got our three finalists. The bands are All in a Day.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Love them.
And
Decoy.
And the Decoy Band.
And mm-hmm. Speaks. Or and the Speaks.
The Speaks.
Right. And that's right. An alphabetical order right there.
I love them all, to be honest with you. They've all got, they're all totally different.
Yes.
And it's entirely different.
It's entirely different.
And I like them. What do you guys think of the bands?
I like them all. I think they all have a great core of musicianship. And I think that's something that you really enjoy, is that all the bands we've selected, they are tight, bright, and out of sight, but
now,
they also have different things that they offer.
Now, Mark, have we reached out to any of these bands? Have we gotten feedback from any of these bands that have been named our three finalists?
I have reached out to all of them. I've heard back from All in a Day, who are very excited.
Really?
They are huge, huge fans.
Are they Reno-based?
I don't believe so, but they have no problem getting there.
Okay, let's then since they, I will do One a Day.
Okay.
And we will play, can we play a little sample of All in a Day?
Sure.
Because I think if they reached out first.
What took so long?
This is All in a Day, and this is one of our finalists for the house band in Reno, and let's give them a listen.
No tainting.
This is their hit single, Mike, an offering entitled With Fire.
Okay. Like it better on the headphones than I did on the video. Did you think you could take what you want from
me? Did you think I was blind? He's a good singer, and the band is exceptionally tight. Wish I could get them back.
little Metallica flavor.
Yeah, good vibe, very current.
Oh, no, I would say I would say Trapped or
I would say the
band,
the
like
Carpenters.
You know what? You are so afraid of dying that you've got to out hip me. You know, on that. That was the best pull that I could have. Metallica was all I could do. I was going for a much older act. To skew to our older, and then you. No, I think that was Zit or Popper. I enjoy that, Mister Too Cool for
Trapped
School.
Trapped is from the early 2000s.
Yeah, I enjoy them too.
You know what the early 2000s are musically to me?
What's that?
Turn it down for a second.
Yeah.
This is what the early 2000s are to me.
You were napping.
Thank you.
You're between marriages.
So All in a Day is
sure,
up there.
Sure, play the odds, Oscar.
Mark, I'm glad you're here. I wanted you here yesterday because I wanted to ask you about it. How do people go to just listen to them? And incidentally, we don't want your feedback. We're making the decision.
Yeah.
So this is not a voting contest. We're just going to give you the samples of our finalists. And so how do people find out where they are?
The easiest way is to go to MikeOMaraShow.com and click the link that says Reno Band.
You can click that, and then you come to the page, and they're all there. All three, the top three
right
are
the
right
top,
up at
yeah.
the top.
Top three are right there.
And edit out all the other ones.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't want to see any more of them. I thank them for their participation.
Oh, some are great. Yeah. I mean, I really loved them.
Some of the bands were asking you to come out and get on stage with us for free.
It's really
and
cool.
we think that.
Even the mascot band?
The mascot band.
Well,
I'm
not
sorry.
Them so much.
Just couldn't make it on time.
No,
look, they're fine.
Yeah, I agree, Regis.
They're fine.
They've got good shtick.
There were a lot of bands with great shtick. We had to narrow it down. And now, out of the three, and I'll tell you something, All in a Day, enthusiasm is very, very well appreciated.
That's huge.
It's
that's
key.
Big.
So you had a conversation with them?
From the get-go, the moment that they submitted their entry, they have been extremely enthusiastic.
And active.
Very active.
Like them a lot.
All right. I will prepare a questionnaire for you.
Sure.
To ask them some questions.
Perhaps I'll get them on the phone and I'll record that.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Or would you prefer a live screening?
I like this, and my issue with All in a Day has always been, even though there's still one, I picked these finalists.
Yeah.
I mean, we all did.
What else can I do?
But the headliner shouldn't mess with the opening act.
What's that?
The headliner shouldn't mess with the opening act. Separate dressing rooms.
Okay, whatever. I just...
Is that him being a dick or him being hip? I can't tell. I get it confused.
He's
okay,
being
just
a dick.
Checking. Yes. Okay.
But you know what? He came through the rain with his rain-soaked shirt.
I want to thank Katie Powers' fiance for driving me to the show today.
Dan. Really?
Oh, yes. Daniel von Herman.
Katie's wedding is right around the corner.
No, they're already married, aren't they?
They're going to have an open house to invite people to celebrate their wedding.
That's kind of what I did.
That's his
I'm
going to
be in
husband.
Haiti. I think I'm going to be in Haiti for that.
Oh,
so I'm not going to be there for
You're
that.
Trading Haiti for Katie.
Yeah.
her husband is a kind guy and he works with me. And
he's a great guy. Yeah.
I couldn't find the keys. I could not find the keys to my car. And I said, Dan, you got to drive me to Mike's. He's going to kill me.
What is with you and keys?
Well, I've got my... my girl ran the BMW into another car. So
when
a Lamborghini?
Long story.
When did that happen?
This is like 2-3 weeks. She's fine. That's the most important.
Do you like
thing.
Some time? Should we give you some time right
no,
now?
No. Let me. I just want to briefly just say that the car is now being fixed. But that.
Be good as new.
That means
better than new.
That
Buzz.
Means right. just it was really a fender bender. Nothing crazy. No no frame damage. Nothing nuts. But you still got to fix it because if you don't fix it, things get worse.
Fender bender.
Yes,
he did say it with a certain Hispanic flavor.
Fender
bender.
Because this
it's not my job or something.
We're going to have to get the bumper repaired.
Yeah.
Hey, can you buff this out?
It could possibly be buffed out, but I figure you got to fix it the right way.
Yeah,
I can't drive it. It's got a dent in it.
Oh, no. The chrome is starting to rust or something.
Are you out of your mind? Shannon. Shannon
in the morning. Aren't you glad you came?
Yeah. So I had to. This leads into my mother. Well, I had to go and ask. My father's out of town, shocker. I had to go and ask.
Hey, Shannon, you damaged the powder coat. The neon under my Chevy doesn't light up anymore. At least
there
the lifts
you
go
know,
up and down.
Let me tell you why this is funny, because there wasn't even a trace of a Spanish accent.
No.
There was not a Latin flavor.
No, but what happened?
He just pronounced something slightly different.
He Lopez.
And
you know
you
what?
And I went on the same riff with that.
He Lopez'd it.
He did a little George Lopez.
What's wrong with you, Oscar?
You know, Oscar, that voice and Jimmy are close, only with different inflection.
Right.
That's right.
So Oscar's like, Oscar! Yes. And Jimmy's like, Oscar!
More like Yogi Bear. Yeah.
I don't know what's wrong
with
me.
Yeah, the missing link between Yogi Bear and George Lopez is Jimmy Cerrito.
Precisely.
Right.
So
when you drive a car that's not familiar, I had to pick up my father's Mercedes-Benz.
How's your mom doing?
She's doing great.
Now, you said yesterday when you came in, you said something happened with your mom you wanted to talk about. And
his madre.
I feel, okay, just since we're on the topic, my mom is doing some home improvement in the home. And by home improvement, my siblings have decided to give her money for certain things that they think need to be done to the home.
Oh, why is this making me laugh already?
Because it's comical making me, on it's 10
making,
different levels.
Making me laugh, Mike, and I haven't even gotten to the cockfighting jokes.
So my brother decides that he's going to buy granite countertops for my mom and her kitchen.
Good.
Right?
Does she appreciate it?
She appreciates it. She, so much so she had me record a video on my iPhone and send it to my
brother. Oh, how sweet. Yes.
Wow, that is nice.
So I see that she's doing some remodeling.
I'd love to hear
I said,
that on the show.
I know a painter that you might want to meet. He might give you a great price on painting the kitchen.
Is
the
video in Spanish or English?
It's in Spanglish.
Both. Both.
Spanglish?
Yes.
Could you?
I'd love it.
Would you mind?
Could
you
share? I can't dig it up now, but I can
dig really
it up.
I really love it.
It's on my computer, yes.
Is it newsworthy? You think we could enjoy it?
Is it vault-worthy?
Yes.
Okay, good.
It is, because there's like 3 or 4 takes.
Excellent.
Okay. So we're going to get like the Blu-ray.
Can we get it tomorrow?
Yes.
Good.
At any point, can we hear you off camera giving her directions?
Yes.
Oh, yes!
Because what I like to do is F with my mom as I move the camera straight to her face and she continues talking.
Right.
Because it makes it awkward for her. But that aside, my brother got her some granite countertops. God bless him. You know what? He's an anesthesiologist. His wife is as well.
Right.
Took care of things.
That's great.
Is that
granite countertops installed?
Installed, taken
no,
care of.
No, just raw granite.
Everything
they dropped them off.
Everything looks beautiful.
It's out in the driveway.
Can you help me lift this and get it in the kitchen?
So for the past 3 weeks, I've been trying to coordinate a painter that I know to go to the home while I'm there so we can give her a quote. She gets a quote. The quote is...
Why don't you use the guy that did my house?
Well, it's one of these Latin things.
Okay.
You gotta help your people out.
All right.
So
you get Picasso?
The guy comes
trying
over.
Trying to think of the guy's name. It escaped me.
The guy comes over and gives her what I thought was a great quote. Mm-hmm. And then the guy leaves. She goes, he's trying to rip us off. And I say,
she's probably, if you haven't had painting done for years.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It is an absolute culture shock.
When you were
you suddenly realize that painters charge as much as the anesthesiologist.
And he's got to remove a full room's worth of wallpaper. He's got to remove the wallpaper and then paint.
Yeah, but you see, that's the let's be honest.
Yeah,
I supreme respect to anybody that that slings a brush, making their living. I'm fine with that. But it has become around here. Yeah. It has become sick.
Oh well, not just around here. Remember when you were pricing Maine? You used to come in and it was like watching American Horror Story every time you came in with an estimate.
I'm sorry, it used to be. You know, that was stuff you either did it yourself or you got somebody to come in and do it. It's gotten insane.
Yeah.
You're painting.
Though there's something to be said about a son who goes out of his way and actually tries to coordinate the painting.
I agree.
I do
something again to be said for the son that actually does the painting.
I do so, and I think everything's fine. She goes, it's too expensive. I said, Mom, if you want to get some other quotes, just let me know.
Right.
She calls me 2 weeks later, says, the painters are here. They're painting. And
oh
I said,
God.
Well, you haven't called me. And who are you using? She's using somebody else. And I said, well, we haven't.
She totally just disregarded the guy you brought in.
Yes.
Did she allow him to like meet an offer or anything?
No.
She just ditched him.
Ditched him.
Wow.
Let me just say one thing. I hope she's using her bilingualism.
Yes.
To hire the crew.
Like maybe she went.
I have found.
Do you think she hired at 7-Eleven?
No, but I have found that the purely top down Hispanic crews in many cases give you a better deal.
They were both Hispanic.
Okay, all right.
And
don't forget a drop cloth.
It was $100 difference
between the two.
Yes.
Percentage wise, how much is that?
I would say it was 10%. 10%.
Okay.
So
wow.
She went around. You and what happened?
So I was like, okay, that's cool. She goes, when are you going to stop by with the check?
She thought you were going to pay for the painters?
Yes.
Oh my god! Oh my god!
So when are you?
So I said.
She thought you were paying for
and
it.
And this is the type of conversation you have with a friend when they tell you that you slept with their best friend. Like the type of awkward back and forth. You're like, because you didn't do it. You blacked out, basically, right?
Did you? Would there be? Well, of course there will be a communication breakdown. Yes. But during the entire discussion phase with your mother. Could you isolate the moment where you said something that she may have misconstrued as you offering to pay? Or did
not
she just assume
a single word, wow. Mr. O'Mara? So
she made the jump from granite countertops from the doctor paint from the disc jockey.
Oscar's family could start their own hospital. That's how many doctors are in his family. So does she just assume now that all the children are going to support her?
I guess that's just the way she rolls.
So how did that go?
So the way I roll is I said, excuse me. Maybe we weren't in the same room when we talked about this.
Yeah, it's your mother. You can be honest.
Yeah,
with her.
I was like, Mom, I was like, I don't mean to be rude, but like, I never said I was going to pay for this. And then second of all, I could have considered it, but you didn't even talk to me when you decided to hire the crew you hired.
Right. You were totally out of the loop.
Yeah, the crew I wanted to hire because quality. Equality was a concern because she had hired a crew in the past that painted a bookcase. They never took the books out and they actually painted the Encyclopedia Britannica.
Oh my God.
Yes.
Oh. That's like beyond bad. Yeah, that's like amateur bad.
FOB, fresh off the boat. Yes.
So what happened? What happened now?
So I said to her, I said, okay, what are we talking about? And she said, it's like $900. And I said, Mom, I was like, there is a part of me that wants to help you because you're my mother and you've done everything for me in the past. And you deserve a nice kitchen.
I'm sure.
But there's also part of me.
It's good for a kitchen.
It's great. Trust me.
Great price.
Yes. And I said, look, I was like, I'm willing to do that. But I just, the communication aspect of me has rubbed me the wrong way. And I'm telling you this. And then like anyone else, fine. I don't need your money. Fine. Like it was crazy. Mm-hmm. Supernova.
Okay, I'm not siding with your mom on this.
Supernova. And she hangs up the phone.
But can you think of any way, any sort of, even if you like think one step outside reality, that she could have come up with the facts that you were going
to
pay?
Can you think of how she made that leap? Oscar, you brought the painter. That means I thought you were going to pay. Because I brought the painter.
But you
to
didn't.
Her.
She brought the painter.
Yeah, it's not the painter you brought. Yeah.
But initially, she's talking about the fact that you brought the painter.
But initially,
the idea of wanting to get her kitchen painted, was that her idea or yours?
That was her idea.
Oh. Mm. She's not. Yeah. Right? But here's what worries me further. Now, we haven't had, on your other show, you talk about your mother a lot.
Yes.
You don't as much on this show.
I haven't talked about her a lot, period, anywhere.
Right. You don't talk about period. No. Okay. As a person, you speak very reverentially about your mother.
Of course. Again,
she was a giving. She was a disciplinarian.
She beat me just enough.
I disagree.
And she fought through a lot of like first generation BS.
Right.
Like my brother
to
and
get
myself
you where you are
sister,
today.
All where we are today.
Of course. Is there an entitlement?
Oh, absolutely. Is there? Oh, there should be a neon sign in front of the house that says entitlement.
So she wants the kids to pay for stuff.
Yes.
And she, but you know what?
I stepped to the plate. You know what I did? And I want to teach her a lesson.
Yeah, good for you. This is always going to end up well.
Because really, the Oscar I know, first of all, that would be something where you just do it.
Yes.
But you decided, no, because it's just, it left a bad taste in your mind the way she went about it.
It's kind of
expected, and I'm the same way. If somebody really expects something, if somebody's entitled, where's RJ today? If somebody's like that, so that's why you dug in.
So I dug in and I said, Mom, I will send you a check. I do not understand how we got into this conundrum.
Right.
I love you. I will do anything for you, but we have to communicate a little better. And if you want my help, you have to take my input as well. You have to involve me in the decision-making process.
Yes.
Right.
And she said, well, I don't want anything from you, so you just don't worry about it.
Oh, okay, so she's pouting now.
Yes.
She's pouting. No.
And I said, okay.
I'll just stay here and sniff the fumes.
I knew, first of all, I know you, and I knew that was coming. Yeah. I knew you were going to offer to
pay. 2 weeks blow by, and I hear not a peep from the lady. Not a peep.
You sent the check.
No,
oh,
I didn't
not
say,
yet.
I,
okay.
I didn't
and you're
say.
The baby, aren't you?
Yes.
You're the baby, so you're closest to your mother than any of them.
Yeah, I do more S for her just because I'm in sheer proximity.
Right. She hit him the softest.
Geography is the key. That's why my sister does everything for my mom because she's up there.
And I don't mind. You know what? It's my mom.
And I wish I was closer.
Of course.
But I'm very grateful to my sister for doing everything.
I get a hot call on Sunday morning, and it's my mom asking for my father's number in Bolivia. because my father, he just gets new numbers every time he goes down.
Now,
who knows
I
what
would.
He's doing.
Now, one thing about this.
You know, dealing all the arms.
He's down there with his 23-year-old doing the tango.
Let me ask this. Does she really require the number, or does she just call to ask you for the number so you know that she's about to call your dad?
And that she's lonely.
This is you?
Yeah, and I said, because it was
she
like
didn't strike up a friendship with the painters?
9 in the morning, I said, what's going on, Mom? She said, well, I was just, you know, I don't see my son anymore. I don't like this.
Here
the
you
friggin'
go.
The little violin was out and it was rocking.
Here we go.
Your mother's very honest. She if it's in her mind or it's out her.
But she's like Charlotte's Web. She knows what she's doing. You know what I mean? She's
funny.
Not. She's one smart pig.
Right.
You know, she sits there and I said, Mom, we gotta go. I was like, I'm gonna be there around 6 tonight. And I went in there. I wrote the check for the paint and I saw the paint shop. And I saw how it wasn't as good as my guy would have done, but I paid for it. But I sat there and
how'd the kitchen look?
It looked good.
Okay, good. Okay.
But my girl says to him, she goes, you know, if you just give her everything she wants when she wants it, she's never really gonna like there's a back and forth communication level. And I said, you are probably right, but that old
it is kind of like a child.
I said, but that I said, but that old bag has been through
battle axe market
so much with myself, specifically myself, because I was just a terrible child.
were incorrigible.
This is the least I could do for her.
You were Spicoli when you were.
Yeah, and what else? I mean, if she wants her house painted, she's not asking for a kidney.
Yeah, that's true.
As I gave her the check, I said, happy birthday, because her birthday's around the corner.
Very nice.
So you're off the hook.
Done and done.
You don't need, you can get a little opener, but you're still going to get her a present, aren't you, for her birthday?
Card.
Of course he is.
10 of diamonds.
You're a good son.
Yeah. Paintbrush.
And was she, all right, when it was finally resolved.
There was no talk. There was nothing.
She doesn't even say anything.
Nothing. And I actually gave her more. I gave her more.
Totally
I gave her more than... More than it was that it was done because
did she say thank you?
I got nothing.
Wow. I was married to a
woman like this.
Entitled. A woman with a
was she white brown hair
with an entitled accent? With an entitled mom.
Oh really?
Wow. Not. I won't be specific. It was a couple of marriages.
How do you deal with it?
It's just that they're the same way, and it's a foreign thing too.
Right?
Mm. You know, they think they can say whatever they want.
Yes.
I remember sitting in a trailer. And this woman,
Were you guys traveling across the country?
No, we were watching.
You were backstage at a motion picture shoot?
No, we were watching. No, this was, they lived in it for a while.
Oh,
that's
good.
Nothing wrong with that.
They traveled around the country.
What that is, Mike, that's called modular housing.
And the comment was made, we're watching Miss America.
Ah.
And as the comment from the mother was this to me, as I was working as a small market disc jockey and I believe program director at that point. And she looked at Bert Parks, who was hosting the Miss America, and she said, Mike, you should do that. He's got a good job.
She didn't know.
Yes, she did.
Really?
Yeah, of course she knew. It's that there's no friggin' filter.
Yeah, that's true.
It, you know, but that's the way it is. And that's the way it will always be. You're not going
to
change your mother now.
No. Never.
It's not going to happen.
It'll get worse, if anything.
No. But you could make things better if you got a job like Bert Parks.
You know what was funny, though?
So I came back in. I said, here she is.
You know what? Bert
what a bitch.
Bert Parks is a zero.
I mean, when you see your mom like that, you just it kind of pisses you off.
Sure.
But think about I think about the S that she did for me.
You got it. That's the way it works.
But
it's your mother.
It does. It is your mom, but you kind of have to balance the two things out. Well, it doesn't matter if you save someone's life.
Yes.
All right. You can't call on that for the rest of your life saying, well, you know, I saved your life. There's an end to it. There's an end game.
That's true.
And you just have to draw the balance. I think it's great. I think your birthday solution is a solution.
All right, let me give you, we all have it with our mom
perfect.
At different levels.
Yes.
My mom, you know, like Liddy would say, my mother is a saint.
Yes.
My mom, Pollyanna, sees the good in everybody. But because geographically she has lived near my sister and my sister's kids for her whole, you know, for their whole lives, and not near my kids. She is completely involved with my sister's family and knows very little about mine.
That's right. Yeah.
Through no fault of anybody's, because I can't get up there every weekend, and I wish I was closer to her. If I was closer to her, I'd be just like you.
And it's so
I'd be driving over once a week to say hello. Yeah.
Every
I'd be
time,
sitting there. I'd be staying overnight the whole
every
thing.
Time your mom calls the show, she still thinks Mark is your son.
Let me see if I can duplicate a conversation that sticks in my craw that I'll have, you know, where I will say something like, Mom, we just scheduled a show out in Reno, Nevada. It's sold out in less than 2 weeks. People are the podcast is on fire.
On and popping.
I'm able to do this. Yeah. We're doing it Sizzle. Without any managers, without any broadcast companies. We're doing this all on our own. I've never been more gratified. Mm-hmm. Just, that's great, dear.
Yeah.
Did you hear your nephew's friend got accepted to? And I'm like, ah!
Right.
Not my nephew, my nephew's friend.
Right. Right. Right.
Did you hear that so-and-so's getting engaged? People I don't even know.
Yeah. Oh, I hate that.
People I don't even know.
Minimizing what we do.
Because that's, you know what mother.
And frankly, what we do does not need minimization.
No, we're fine.
Parent-child relationships are good and will thrive. I have a good relationship with my mom, but my children don't. Mm-hmm. And it's one of the great, great regrets of my life.
Heartbreaking.
And I've had nothing to do with it. And I couldn't have done anything if I tried. They love their grandmother when they're up there, but they don't know her.
Right.
And
right.
And
true,
you know, and it's just so sad because she's too old and on the whole thing. And hard. I always but that's what kills me. You know, I'll get on the phone and I'll hear a sentence about the friend of my niece and the wedding they went to. And she'll say, "You know Peter, right?" You know, I said no. Yeah, Mom, I don't know Peter.
I
don't know their.
Wife.
I don't know their children.
Yeah,
I don't know these people that my nephew went to college
your
with.
Your proximity to the situation gives you the ultimate disadvantage. I mean, no matter what, you can't ever be right there and be
it's
in the
sad.
Thick of it. It is sad.
It's sad, but you know what? That's a different. They're all they're our moms, and we love them, and that's just the way it's going to.
Yeah, and the communication is key also because I have some great neighbors, but I have a lady who lives across the street where I always just say hi and give her a hug. And she's a little elderly.
Nice. Yeah, baby.
So I go over there. She's like, "How's everything?" I said, "Oh, it's great. We're still standing here. We're still alive." Right. Just like in the usual shtick, you know?
Right.
Her husband just passed.
Oh, you idiot.
My mom didn't tell me that.
Oh, so I'm
over there doing a soft shoe.
Right. Hey, why the long face? Somebody die around here?
Yes.
Jesus.
You seem a little down.
Oh, my God.
That literally happened.
Oh, my God.
Where's that husband, that old stiff? That
5 minutes after I arrived at the house.
Boy.
And she goes, "You know, Bob passed." And I'm like, "Oh." And then I was like, "Oh, I didn't. My mom."
You know, mother's
can't put toothpaste back in the tube.
Before we go to break, one little tidbit. I don't know if I mentioned this on the podcast yet. My
What's
mom, the giver.
Yes.
Yeah. Which she is, and she always
does so much.
Is she organizing a party for Peter's cousin?
No, here's the thing. My mom in an assisted living facility up outside of Boston and loving every second of it,
right.
Really. Within a week, had a circle of friends, and it's like, you know, moving to a new school.
It's more like a gang.
It's just, you know, she had her vodka parties, and, she, you know, she's happy as a pig in ass.
Well, sure.
But you know what? She was a volunteer for like 40 years in the state of Connecticut.
Right.
She volunteered at a children's hospital, and she loved it. That's what kept her going after my father died.
Right.
She is now. This killed me. This is my mom, 92 years old. She's leaving our childhood home to move into the assisted living facility and chill out and relax and have a great time.
Mm-hmm.
She is now volunteering at her facility. She's volunteering in the nursing portion of
Not surprised.
To go over to the hospital
place
to sit with a gentleman every week who has a wife who's dying of Alzheimer's.
I'll be more surprised when
this is what she's about.
I'll be more surprised when the sunset goes down tonight because that is just what she does.
It's amazing.
But with all of that, she'll still find time to diminish you.
Yeah.
That's right. and the vodka, Mike. Don't forget the vodka.
We'll take a break and come right back with the Mike O'Mara Show right after this. Oh, do I have a deal for you?
Oh, listen up, Mark.
All right, this is great. What the hell was that?
What'd you do?
What'd you knock over, Mark?
Mark dropped his
wallet. Mark got so excited that... What was that crash?
It was a deal.
It was a mouse.
Oh, a mouse fell. He
computer
got so
mouse.
Excited
computer
about
mouse.
This.
Squeak.
All right, here's the deal.
Okay, quiet. Shh.
I'm buying all of you guys your own business cards. On me.
Oh, cool.
My treat. I'm going to be, and we all, they'll all be for the show.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we make them all unique.
Yes. Good. I like right? that.
And you just let me know. Let me tell you why I'm doing this.
I want okay. a symbol of hatred on mine.
You need a business card.
Yes.
That makes a great impression, right, Rob?
And
right.
no one knows more about impressions than Mike O'Mara.
And you need a great deal on those cards. Are you ready for Vistaprint's deal?
Yes.
I'd like to welcome a brand new sponsor to the Mike O'Mara Show and one that I'm very excited about. I'm talking about Vistaprint.com. And this deal, I was on the phone with the good people at Vistaprint yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
They have thousands of designs on their website
yep.
where you can upload your own artwork. Now, I think we ought to have a uniform phone number
right.
for our
right.
business
we
card.
Do.
So we still
do.
Have that.
Yep.
And
Klondike 5.
We all will have a little we'll have
contest.
A little. I didn't even talk about this with the guys. I just thought it'd be fun right now.
We're sure.
Because it's such a deal. Vistaprint has thousands of designs. They use you can use the online tools to personalize your card,
mm-hmm.
and they just launched a new and improved card without a price increase, which is the paper stock is better than it's ever been.
Right. Sicilian Braille.
These are, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And right now, you can get 250 of these new cards for $10.
Oh,
what?
Wow.
$10.
They're giving them away.
$10.
$10, Mike.
Now, I need everybody that's listening to my voice right now. I don't care if you even need business cards.
Get
You're getting business cards because they're only $10. I want you to blow this client out of the water. This is a personal.
Didn't know where that sentence was going to end.
I want everybody to get their 250 business cards. $10,
cool.
and that's half off the regular price, but only if you enter the code TMOS.
Fantastic.
Listen, when I'm on a phone call with these clients and they've got other radio people and they've mm-hmm. got people from Sirius and they've got that, I want to make them an impression.
Yeah.
I want to show that our little engine right here can blow these people out of the water.
Yep. We want to compete.
I really want. And for $10, this is your opportunity to make the Mike O'Mara Show sign.
$10.
Shine, I should say. Also, check out their matching signs, postcards, websites, brochures, all that great stuff. They have mm-hmm. t-shirts, invitations, Christmas cards just around the corner.
Right.
There's no risk. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. And for half off those premium business cards, enter the code TMOS at Vistaprint.com. I believe you get free shipping, too.
I love
so,
it.
So wow. you get the free
and card. They ship them all together, so don't think you're going to get 250 different
okay.
envelopes.
Go to Vistaprint.com. Everybody on the show tonight,
yeah, we'll do.
Go to Vistaprint.com.
Not only that, Mike, you know, I finished up the design of my Christmas card this year.
Really?
I need someone to print it up. So okay. I'll go through Vistaprint.
Yeah,
very
yeah.
good. Go
do
for it.
It,
and we'll be talking about that later because I think they're going mm-hmm. to be
oh, I love it.
With us through the holiday
awesome.
Season as well.
Cool.
I am very excited about this new client. Get your $10 business. $10!
$10! Nobody hollers.
Go to Vistaprint.com, but you have to put in the code TMOS. That makes us shine. Do it today.
Thank
and,
you.
And we thank you in advance.
Yay.
Would you be okay if I had two clown shoes on my business card?
I want to see the cards.
Nice.
When they're delivered.
Nice.
Oh, cool. Mm.
I want, and then we're going to have a card party.
Okay.
And then we're all going to sleep with each other.
I was going to say, drop them into fish bowls?
Again.
How does that work?
Yeah. I mentioned this before. We're short on time today, but I do want to mention that I have changed my vote.
Now, Mike, I don't dig this at all.
I've changed my vote.
I don't dig it. How did you change?
I will be voting for Romney and not Barack Obama.
Why?
Because John Elway endorsed him. John Elway endorsed Mitt Romney.
And you know, how is it?
I'm over Mitt Romney because John Elway endorsed him.
How is it that John Elway keeps getting better looking? Because he was beautiful as a player, but now he's really.
Here's the funny thing. Doesn't John Elway in Denver have like 60 million car dealers?
That's all he does. Yeah.
Didn't he? Wasn't he one of the highest paid quarterbacks in the history of the NFL? And
high
then
income.
He just got richer.
Well, the thing is,
this is another effing Richie Rich that's out there going, hey, let's bring Mitt on.
It wasn't so much the money he made as a QB, it's how he invested it.
Yeah.
And it's every dealership out
he's
there.
He's a mega,
yeah,
mega,
is.
Mega, mega, another money guy.
The money guy.
Big business.
It's just the narrative
small.
Never changes. I'm ready for the narrative to change. The polls have tightened up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, well, everybody's looking forward. Are you guys excited or do you care? Anybody ready for the debate at all?
I'm in.
Yeah, I'm in too.
Because I'm not decided yet. So I have to figure out, you know, it's getting tougher and tougher to buy into what I thought was kind of my path in life, which really was Mitt Romney's side. Mm-hmm. I was kind of leaning towards him, but
he wanted dozens of automobile dealerships.
He's creeping now. He's creeping
yeah, but
up in the polls.
You know what's weird? Mm. It, like 2 weeks later, that audio that they pulled from that fundraiser,
yeah,
It's being prepackaged into like a million different ads.
Yeah, right. Some of them are pretty powerful.
And they're powerful.
Yeah, yeah. Some of them are really powerful. Yep. Like I saw one that I was like, wow. And I look at it as a partisan, so I look at it as a hey,
I'm
that
in.
Ought to do some damage.
It is a sporting event. You know, so it's we'll it's see. Like it's kind of like a Super Bowl for this election season.
No two but, candidates have ever done this much preparation.
And there's a lot at stake, obviously, and here's what it's about. It's like I said, it's like NASCAR. We're really watching to see if anybody hits the wall.
Right.
And I'm afraid. Afraid that nobody will, in a sense. I'm afraid, my fear, my concern is that even though I'll be watching just in case, that really nothing will happen and nothing will really change in terms of the race because of the debates. Now, it certainly could. The potential's there, but both of these guys are so carefully yeah. coached.
And they're
and
both very bright men. And I don't think they're going
to
screw
think,
up.
Yeah. I think Buzz yeah. says something that's really key is that that I don't think it's going to change anyone. I think it's going to really sort of reassert what everyone already believes.
Maybe,
and I think in
maybe.
The past couple elections, debates, when they pull away, what you pull away from a debate is you hear what you want to hear. If you're rooting mm-hmm. for your guy,
right.
you're going to mm-hmm. hear the good things. You're going to focus on the good things that your guy says. Right. And if you see someone you don't like, you're going to focus on their stumbles and missteps. Mm-hmm. One point, I don't like Bill O'Reilly at all,
right.
but he said something valid this morning, I think. He said, this is going to be the first chance we get to really know Mitt Romney. But the problem is, it's not. That because could... he is so rehearsed, this is not really
well,
him.
And that's Bill right. O'Reilly, right. it's amazing when you see Bill O'Reilly coming out and pretending to be...
neutral.
Objective. He's mm-hmm. not.
No, he's not.
So he's going to say
and also
in a very clever way, that's a very clever narrative. That is exactly what the Romney people want to,
right.
to be said mm-hmm. out there. And mm-hmm. be very wary of Mr. O'Reilly when he's on the Today
and
Show.
And also and when he's selling his book. But also right. know that, remember, O'Reilly's a disc jockey just like the rest of them.
He did a great job selling that book.
He does seem
to be. He made me want
to
read.
Does that mean you came back to NBC this morning?
I go to both now.
Oh, okay.
I watched
okay,
the first,
you flip-flop.
I watched the first 15 minutes of both. You know, debates are just part of our culture now, and they become
no,
bigger and bigger. And
kidding.
What were you going to say?
Well, there was a great piece on the Nightly News last night where they actually highlighted some debate moments that changed
yes.
elections.
Yes,
that was neat.
And it could be as simple as a one-liner from what they mm-hmm. illustrated
right.
that really captures the yeah. heart of Americans.
And I
so
think Americans
Romney,
are waiting for
if
it.
If Romney or Barack Obama... the president are able to do that in this debate.
Goal.
The subsequent debates may not matter.
Did they talk about also the telegenic presentation? Because
yes.
I mean, it
yes,
can be something
did.
As simple
the beard,
as
Nixon's
the beard,
beard
and the gray
well,
suit.
Well, that's
and also,
not going to happen. They're both fine.
No, they're
TV.
Also good about that.
Let
yeah.
me. This is a prediction I have. I probably shouldn't. The Democrats are now going, don't make any more predictions mm-hmm. because they usually always come, don't come true.
If you predict against someone, they're going to host the Oscars.
I believe you hear the potential of zingers, one-liners, right. and you hear this. As Bill
zingers.
O'Reilly said, unless they're organic, they usually don't work. However, I think it's more the zingers are there for a response to what the other guy says.
Mm-hmm.
If they're there and it goes according to plan because they're so rehearsed,
forced.
You're going to see that. I'm going to say this. I think you've got a candidate, Mitt Romney, who is more open to those zingers than Obama is.
Mm-hmm.
I think Obama is more more bulletproof, and I hate to use that with a president,
right.
but you've got
Teflon.
You've really got a chance that I think Obama, if he's got some in his quiver,
mm-hmm.
I think you really could. The Richie Rich stuff,
yeah.
the rich stuff lends itself mm-hmm. more than any rich to me, super rich is just like fat.
Yeah,
is just like ugly.
It's like stupid.
It's like stupid,
short,
right?
Yeah,
it's,
easy.
It's really so. Oh. So that's a prediction. I think the zingers are going to be if there's a good one or a couple of good ones that are gotten off. I think Obama's going to be the one that's going
to
be.
You pointed out the other day how much BS is involved in this posturing for the debate and the preparations
right.
and all
that.
Got
this. A tape that says something about that during the vault debate.
I'm amused by Obama's current tactic, which is, oh, they're keeping me indoors and making me study for this debate, and
yeah.
I'd really rather be doing something. And, you know, you can't present yourself more as a regular guy,
right.
which is what that
yeah.
act might be about.
Yeah, I saw that when
that.
He went to
yeah.
when he went
yeah.
to the campaign
right.
headquarters
I hate
yesterday.
Right.
You know.
I hate
yeah, it's
yeah.
BS. And they're lying to us, and I hate it
Each
because it's part of it.
It's amusing, though.
Buzz, you told me you said that I immerse myself in this too much and that I should take a giant step
TV.
Back.
Yeah, the TV coverage.
TV
yeah.
coverage. Mm-hmm. So as I was watching the entire debate in Massachusetts last night.
Oh, you watched that whole thing?
I watched the whole debate.
But that's better than watching the talking heads. I'm okay with that.
How was David Gregory?
Phenomenal.
Was he good?
Absolutely, like, phenomenal. Good. Really, out of the park, I would settle. Mm-hmm. Believe it or not, I would have David Gregory do everything. It was an incredibly even debate.
Good.
They're both bright people. And it's going to be an interesting race up there. It really, really is. But I did not like Elizabeth Warren as a candidate before I watched the debate. I came away from it liking her a lot more.
Yeah,
I only
great.
Got the thumbnail that I saw in the news this morning. How did you come away feeling about the fact that she changed her status as Native American to white?
Well, that is the huge deal that they're doing.
Right, and I'm curious, as you as a viewer, how did you come away from that?
I think that she, you know, like many politicians, she screwed up.
Right.
She acknowledged it, and I would feel differently about it because this was a big part of the debate. In fact, that was the opening question they had for her.
Wow.
At this debate was about her status as a Native American. And you look at her, and she doesn't look Native American at all.
I disagree.
And, but she never benefited from it. She never used it to get jobs. She never used it to get into college. She never used it in anything. She made mention of something that her mother had been telling her whole life, that she was part Native American.
Right.
Right.
And so that's where we are with
I thought it was a mistake when she said it was heap big trouble.
We will take a break. When we come back,
I just didn't think I was the way to handle it at all.
You're right.
It's the Magic Audio Vault with Rob Spiewak right after this. You guys are idiots. No. Mike O'Mary here for Wait Not. You know, I talk about it all the time. I want to talk to you about monotony, boredom. I'm a boring person.
Tell me about it.
I am a dull, dull guy. I'm going to tell you the way I do Wait Not.
Okay.
When I'm on a program that's been successful for me.
Right.
And we are a little one day over 3 weeks, ladies and gentlemen.
How you feel?
I have lost 26 pounds.
Oh, wow.
Keep going.
Wow.
26
that's
pounds.
Great.
Wow, more than a pound a day.
Wait Not works, but I'm boring. You guys know this. I'll eat the same damn thing every day. And you know what? You hear this. You get plenty of variety. Well, you can eat whatever you want on Wait Not. You can eat something different every meal, much less every day. I don't like to.
No, you like what you like.
I got my cabbage. I got my turkey meat. I got my salt and my pepper.
You find favorites. You
and
stick with
I
them.
Dig it because it's good and it lasts. Now, will it burn out?
Yeah.
When it burns out, I move on to something else that I like. I love this program. You can eat and feel so wonderful.
It works for everybody in every way.
But let me tell you, my little cabbage turkey recipe. When people see that, they want it. You know you've seen
know.
Me cook
I want it.
It. You want it when you see it. My mother-in-law wanted it last night, and I love it. I love the food on Wait Not. I love it because you're eating real food, and everybody can succeed on this program.
Yep.
26 pounds in a little over one day past 3 weeks. I am so happy. Thanks to Christy over at Wait Not, who's really been holding my hand all the way through this. Christian Johnson writes, Mr. Rob, I've been on the Wait Not program now for 3 weeks and one day. This morning, I am down 20 pounds. Jeez. Rock and roll. Sorry that I beat you by 6 pounds, Christian.
You're not
that sorry.
It's truly unbelievable. Looking forward to today's TMOS. 855-WAIT-NOT, 855-934-4486, waitnot.com. Unbelievable results you can believe in, and I'm grateful to everybody. And onward and upward, I've got a goal in mind for our little show in Reno, and we'll see what happens.
Excellent.
So, let's do it.
Open the thing.
Audio Vault. It's Audio Vault for Tuesday, October 2nd, 2012.
Well, the refs are back, but things aren't changing in the NFL, Mike. I was still shocked. Shocked I was at the saucy content of Monday Night Football.
Are they still talking
dirty? It's so dirty.
All right.
Just the second time ever on Monday Night. Cowboys and Bears.
That's where they wanted to get Marshall tonight, in the slot.
One of the big concerns the Cowboys had was his double-A package.
Bush, Sean Lee comes to meet him in the hole.
They like to play Bush and Forte.
Also,
how about
on ESPN this
I'll ask
weekend?
You, are you a little crisp on that one?
I still like it.
I do.
Okay,
I still like vault. It.
No, but your show.
No, it's your vault, though.
ESPN. Desmond Howard, I think, was having some fun this weekend.
Yes,
because you know the Oregon State Beavers. They're having quite a good season.
Go Beavers.
And a lot of people are very excited about, you know, the enthusiasm and the bandwagoning with
I'd like to see them.
The Oregon State Beavers.
I'm not big on the Beavers right now. I know David Pollack is big on the Beavers. He's sipping that Beavers juice. I'm just not there.
Oh dear.
Yeah.
I don't think he meant. Well, maybe he did.
And now if they play South Carolina, if Oregon plays South Carolina,
oh, the Gamecocks?
Yeah. Yeah, if it's the Cocks against the Beavers.
That'd be awesome.
That'll be great. Man.
I like this remix that showed up. I forget. I think it might have been on the Gawker. They did this. Snoop Dogg, Mike.
Sipping that Beavers juice.
One more.
Sipping that Beavers juice.
You can download that on Amazon or not.
That'll work for me.
You know, Arnold, Mike, he's still the talk of the country.
Well, he's the talk of the country, and the consensus now is that he is...
he's crazy.
He's screwed up.
He's crazy for doing this.
Yeah, he's made a mistake by this tour that he thought was going to be so successful.
So let's focus on what I like better, which is Arnold just being stupid.
Right, okay.
I mean, I know that what he did was just inexcusable, but Arnold has been stupid longer than he's been inexcusable.
It's not going to be a career ender. People are still going to go see his movie.
Of course, of course. Oh, yeah. But the stupid people will.
Right.
And here he is. He had an argument with James Cameron, the director of The Terminator and the writer of The Terminator. What would you say of Arnold's he's had a lot of memorable lines in his movie. What's his signature one?
I'll be back.
Right. He didn't want to do it.
Really?
He wanted to say, I will be back.
Tell him why.
Because he can't say I'll. But here's Arnold telling you the story.
Pronounce really
let me
well.
Take it from the, he can't even pronounce saying I can't pronounce.
Because
I
it goes.
Yeah. Mm. But listen to him saying I cannot pronounce.
I could not pronounce really well this aisle. So I just kept saying to Jim Cameron, maybe I should just say I will be back. As it sounds more like a machine, I will be back. And he says, no. He says, look, I don't tell you how to act. Don't tell me how to write. I wrote the line, I'll be back. Then when the movie came out, I remember I was here in New York for the promotion, and I walked down Park Avenue, and one fan came up, and he said, say it. And I said, say what? And he says, say the line. I'll be back. And I said, I'll be back. And he said, no, the way you said it in the movie. And I said, I'll be back. I said, yeah. That's the way.
He's retarded.
You know, that's a great cool movie anecdote, though.
It is.
Had no idea. That is a really great
movie. He couldn't say it.
You know, look, Arnold is a bastard. I said that yesterday. Everybody knows that. Doesn't matter. People are still going to go see his movies. And as he gets older, if he still makes movies, he's going to get that senior citizen thing.
Sure.
That you know, the beloved senior Arnold.
Right. Yes. No one cares.
Yeah, but because nobody gives a
but let's go back to like the beloved junior Arnold and the first time he met Eunice Kennedy Shriver. As you know, President Kennedy's sister.
Yes, and Sergeant Shriver's wife.
Yeah, right. He was dating the daughter,
right,
Maria.
Right.
And this is what he said when he first met her. Maria. First meeting, Mike.
Remember what you said to her about Maria?
Yeah, something stupid, obviously. I said, your daughter has a great ass.
That's what you said to her mother on Hello?
Yeah, I had a little bit too much to drink, I guess.
Oh, duh.
Wow! That's on any level. That's like, you know what? It's power.
He likes the ass.
It's the power. It's
and
the
he
arrogance.
Likes the ass, yeah.
What a punta. Jerk.
I like Letterman's take on Arnold writing the book.
How about Arnold Schwarzenegger? Anybody see Arnold Schwarzenegger on 60 Minutes? He says that during his marriage, he had several affairs. That's a nice way to atone for it, isn't it? Bragging about it in a book? Yeah, I nailed her. I nailed her. But anyway, he was interviewed on 60 Minutes by Leslie Stahl, and everybody said it went pretty well, and now we believe Leslie Stahl is pregnant.
Can you believe that it is the 50th anniversary of the James Bond movies?
And we had an anniversary here in D.C.
That's right. And you know what? Yeah, the thing is it made me remember.
Well,
because
it's not a one-day anniversary. That's shooting spree.
But today is the first report.
Yes. The first report.
And because I remember it was the D.C. sniper, I followed all the coverage when Carrie was in the hospital with Robert.
Right.
When he was born, and he would turn 10 on Sunday.
October of 2001. People don't realize that we were just getting over 9/11.
Yeah, and it crippled the city.
And this was a very scary place
terrifying.
To be. Now, what are you laughing about?
Because at that point, I was an intern at WHFS. And I've told you the story.
Yep.
They
were, the gas thing,
yeah, they
right?
were dying on the vine ratings-wise.
Right.
So at this point, this is where you go in panic mode. What are we going to do to get our station
Let's
back?
Let's do something spectacular.
And the press release, I remember because the guy next to me wrote it, is we'll take a bullet for our listeners. And they had us go out and pump people's gas next to DC-101 on Rockville Pike. And
who was the a-hole that did that?
I couldn't even tell you who signed off. I don't know. I was low man on the pole.
Didn't you have the crappy program director up there, though, the Phillips guy? Wasn't he the guy that was
running that? We were in D.C., so at that point, the program director was Robert Benjamin, who was nothing but kind to us.
Right, mm-hmm. right.
But I don't think that was his
idea.
How
long before they shut it down because people complained?
No. We were there for 4 hours pumping gas.
Really?
They went through with it.
Because nobody was listening.
The three-story balloon was up. Like, we put that up.
Did any of you guys doing this sense that you're kind of asking for it?
There was one girl who said, I'm not doing it. You can fire me.
Good for her.
And then, but, you know, your boy... Because he's a soldier, there and did. I wore a helmet.
That's great. And then he did. Four podcasts about it. Scary.
Pretty funny.
I wore a helmet.
Do you remember Buchanan going out of his mind?
I remember being at my restaurant.
Mike Buchanan, I should say.
He was terrible. I remember being at my restaurant when somebody came in and said somebody just got shot at the Sunoco station.
Yep.
And that was the Sunoco station that I used to, that was my regular gas station, right before 66 here. And for those of you around the country, this is just a little blip
for
you.
The DC sniper. We haven't said that phrase, but yeah, the DC sniper.
For us, it was terror like you wouldn't believe. And the thing that was the killer about this was that they said... I think the initial reports was it was a white
box truck
work van or white bike box. It was a white, and there are.
It's every truck in Manassas.
It's every single truck in Manassas.
And it turned out it wasn't.
It wasn't.
It was a Chevrolet Caprice.
Mm-hmm. The thing that was most chilling.
A modified Caprice.
I guess it was Mohammed that they. It was Malvo. Who's the kid?
Malvo's the kid
that was interviewed that said he went to press conferences. He went to the so he could get intel on what was going on.
I couldn't remember morning. I couldn't remember this morning. Who was the police chief?
Moose.
That's
Moose.
It, Chief That's right. Moose.
And after it was over,
he was great.
Now, Chief Moose, we got a resident who's gonna go. And I'm watching this, and it's the city's being terrorized. Mm-hmm. And I'm sitting there, and I hear his first press conference, and I said, I will not be able to do this impression until they catch the guy.
Right.
And the day they caught him.
Oh, Mike, it was within 20 minutes.
How are you?
Thank God they caught him. Thank God they caught him during afternoon drive. Anyway, 50 years since the first Bond movie came out, there is a Bond movie coming out. It is called Skyfall. Do you know who's doing the theme?
No.
Adele. Have you heard it?
No.
It's pretty good. To me, it suggests Bond music from the 70s.
Oh,
I
awesome.
Like this song.
I love Bond.
Oh, man.
It has something to do with the chords, I think.
I'm all in 5 seconds.
Yeah. Adele agreed to do it when they found out the movie was going to be in widescreen.
That is...
It's nice.
That is the best marriage of talent to a Bond movie. That's perfect. Nobody better than for that.
And also, if you've seen it, I think you can get... there's how many Bond movies? 30, 35 of them?
Yeah, tons of them.
They have them all in one Blu-ray set at Costco now.
Really?
Every Bond movie.
I'd like a tip in. I understand, and I wish I knew even more about this, but I understand that the original 007 theme that we're all familiar with...
Monty Norman's,
exactly. It was a song that was supposed to be in a Broadway musical, but the musical fell apart and was never performed.
Really?
So the music was used instead for Bond, and they've also found that when men listen... to the 007 theme, it makes them feel more macho, more invincible.
Really?
More sexy.
I love,
oh, yeah.
Do you have that?
Yeah, I've got a lot of Bond records. Give me 1 second.
What about you?
What's your favorite Bond record, Mike?
My dad took me to see Live or Let Die.
Live and Let Die.
He took me that in the theater, and I was a little kid.
Oh, it's great.
And the one thing about foreign parents, they don't care about that big R that's in front of
Good for them.
The
but he was with you.
I just remember sitting there being like, this is the best movie ever.
Yeah.
That was a Roger Moore.
Do you have bigger? Yeah. Do you have bigger?
Goldfinger.
Goldfinger is
my favorite.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, this is legit.
Shirley Bassey.
Yeah, there it is.
Nothing sounds like that.
Yeah.
I love original.
Yeah.
And nothing, I mean, I was the Sean Connery Bond movies, I was addicted. The Timothy Dalton, not so much.
No.
I like the new guy, Daniel Craig.
I think Daniel Craig is the best.
He's good.
Even good. And they still use a very.
I think Daniel Craig. It's Sean Connery. And skip forward to Daniel Craig. All right. I might go see this one actually.
I'll go see it.
Yeah.
Wednesday nights, baby.
Wednesday night movie night.
Or do you want to do a? Do you want to do a, an afternoon one with Buzz? And I'll go to that one.
Let's go. Yeah, you guys want to do that?
Sure. Yeah.
And then I'm still gonna go see.
I'm out.
You got to pick the one you want to see. You pick what you want to see on Wednesday night.
Well, what if I wanted to see that?
Not tomorrow night. I can't do it tomorrow night. I got my daughters.
No,
I don't have my daughter. I don't have my daughter. Do you want to do it tomorrow night?
I can't do it tomorrow night.
I can't do it tomorrow night.
Well, it's not open yet.
We're never going
to
do it.
We have to wait for the movie to open.
Yeah, I don't want to socialize with
you. We're never going
to
get together.
We don't have to talk. We'll sit on separate rows.
No, Oscar and I, you know, we'd love to get together, but not really.
We live too far away.
Yeah. Let's say
that.
You're acquaintances, not friends.
This is my favorite.
Mm-hmm. Right. Is it? Marvin Hamlisch wrote
Goldfinger, and then next this one.
I think this and Live and Let Die.
Like they're all good.
Live and Let Die is pretty. You know, that was the first time that Paul had to write a song that they brought the title to him.
Yeah,
they said we need a song called Live and Let Die. He says I've never written a song for a title.
Oh, really?
And he's able to do it. Yeah,
cool. I love it. All right,
let's go back to the vault already.
Got time for a couple more, Rob.
All right, I'll close with this because it's a little lengthy. I don't normally play tapes from The Daily Show because I grow tired of their constant viewpoint. I like the show, but it doesn't really play well. They were commenting last night that the whole deal that both candidates are lowering expectations for the debate for each other.
Right.
And so what they did is they said, we have representatives from the Obama and the Romney campaign.
Funny.
And we'll close with this. Here's from The Daily Show last night with Jon Stewart.
Well, Asif, you are with the president.
The frightened president, John. Like little girl scared. Right now they're drilling him on basic grammar skills. Hoping for at least some subject-verb agreement during this debate.
Romney's people are just hoping he remains upright. He's a big napper, John, big napper. Mitt Romney, 90 minutes awake and upright means big win for the camp.
I certainly imagine Romney will accomplish that.
So. Barack Obama can only count to 27.
All right.
Hey, is that
Mitt Romney?
Hold on, is that the guy from Letterman?
No.
Awesome.
That's not that. No. He sounds exactly, you know, that comedian?
Yes. I do. Yes. Kendler. Andy Kendler. Yeah, hold on.
Hold on. The guy that does Mark Twain, is that the same guy?
Oh, Johnny Dark.
No, it sounds like Johnny
it's
Dark.
It's not Johnny Dark.
Okay, go ahead.
I love Johnny Dark, though.
Gone more than 17 minutes without blurting out the N-word.
Really? The N-word.
Barack Obama gets through this debate without pulling out his dong and swinging it around while yelling, check out Marine One! It will be a victory.
If only Mitt Romney knew how to use a zipper. He thinks zipper's the name of one of his sons.
And that, Mike, that is your magic audio
That's
ball.
That's terrific. Nice. All right, we'll take a break. Come back with Buzz and News right after this, everybody.
Just a walking down the street singing.
I walked on the record, yes I did. can I
do, you do it again?
Yeah, now I think we're back from break now, hopefully.
Yeah, of course.
Board up, sorry, I came back a little quick. But,
Billy Suter is sharp. He's right there.
All right, here we go. Okay. So I hit this. I'm not gonna hit it again.
Mike O'Mara show.
Thanks a lot, Rob. We'll come back with Buzz and News right here on the Mike O'Mara show.
There she was. Just walking down the street singing.
Thank you very much. Now it's time for Mr. Buzz Burbank.
I worked with a disc jockey once who was trying to talk up a record and he missed it. He stepped on the vocal. When they started singing, he was still talking. And he was so frustrated with himself for having done that he continued to talk for the entire record.
Really?
That's a true story.
That's really fantastic.
Isn't it? Yeah, it was funny at the time. I thought anyway.
I like that.
The news today is brought to you by the delightfully disturbing robpsych.com. This Halloween, terrify your senses and challenge your sanity with unnerving imagery at robpsych.com. Robpsych novels and short stories force you to remind yourself it's only fiction. Search Rob Psych in the Kindle section through the Mike O'Mara Show Amazon page, or you can buy it at robpsych.com.
What were you laughing at? And stay on that microphone. What were you laughing at today before the show? You were laughing in your kitchen, and it was almost diabolical laughter.
I was laughing at a video of Patton Oswalt.
And it was funny?
Yes.
How did you laugh?
Tell us more about the book, Buzz.
I will. And because his name, because Rob Psych, because Psych is spelled S-E-Y-K for robpsych.com, just click the banner, the ad on our website. You
Psych.
Can also like him on Facebook at the Rob Psych book page or follow him on Twitter at Rob Psych. Robpsych.com, generating years of nightmares One story at
what's,
a time.
What's this? What's the book?
That he's got several. He's got a whole collection of novels and short stories, and you'll find them all at robpsych.com.
And they're all scary?
Yes, they are. Unnervingly so.
But they are funny, so they make you laugh.
Speaking of scary, it's going to cost you and your family about $3,500 if your elected lawmakers let the federal budget go off that fiscal cliff on January 3rd. Those lawmakers invented a dire consequence to force themselves to fix a problem they couldn't manage to fix many months ago.
That was your old DJ name, wasn't it? Fiscal Cliff?
Fiscal Cliff.
I remember him.
Hey, it's the Fiscal Cliff Show. Good afternoon, everybody. Fiscal Cliff News Hour coming up in just a second.
And yes, although that was many
Fiscal
months...
Fiscal Cliff with you. I hope you're enjoying the news right now.
There she was, just walking down the street.
Fiscal Cliff.
Fiscal Cliff, good guy.
And yes, even though it's been many months ago, they still haven't fixed it. That means tax breaks for everybody, rich or poor, will vanish, costing most households thousands of dollars next year.
Jesus
Christ. Also means deep and thoughtless cuts in both defense and programs that help people here at home. So Juliet says she has to go in.
Did you just use your thing?
I did.
Oh, cool.
Should we tell everyone about
button,
it?
Huh?
Should we tell people about it?
Yeah, but demonstrate
it's,
your
it's
cough
my
button.
Throat clearing button. I can turn myself on and off that way if I need to clear my throat.
Go, nice? And then click.
That's cool.
Yeah, isn't it? From this, right. We make a living.
That's cool.
So Juliet,
he's got to learn how to use it better, though.
I
wasn't looking at him, and I still noticed.
I thought it was perfect.
Okay. Always look at him, Mike. Always look at him.
So Juliet says, Juliet says she has to go in, or her folks will get suspicious. And Romeo asked if she would actually leave him so unsatisfied. That's the kind of stuff that flowed from the pen of William Shakespeare and shaped our modern day books and movies and TV shows. But a new survey shows that one out of every three elementary kids
button.
Have no, that was perfect. Flawless. Wasn't it flawless?
Yeah, it
so but a new survey shows that one out of three elementary school kids have no idea who Shakespeare is.
Really?
And they say they've never heard of this Juliet or her Romeo.
How sad.
And here's a tale of even more woe.
Whoa.
Nearly that many adults claim the same ignorance. 27% of the grown-ups admit they have never read a word of Shakespeare.
Whoa.
One in five recognize the name, but believe he's the guy who wrote Cinderella.
Whoa. Didn't Shakespeare write Cinderella?
No, he did not.
I'm kidding.
It was written by Rob Syke.
A few even thought Shakespeare was a fictional character.
Really?
Wow.
Have you ever heard my fake Shakespeare?
No.
No.
I did this. I performed this on stage at Glastonbury High School. Mm-hmm. It is the only theatrical play that I still remember the line from.
Right.
And here he goes.
Okay. All right, ladies fake Shakespeare.
So stain we now a description of a time when petty lust and overweening tyranny offend the rack of state. Thus fly we now, as off with Phoebus did, fair Ostrope under proud Flanders' court. Fair set for England and for war.
No,
nice job.
That's, wow. That's Monty Python.
I like that.
Very good.
That's not Shakespeare. It's gibberish.
Shut up, Flanders.
Thank good, you. Though. What do you do when you're a former priest who lost his collar after molesting two schoolgirls? Well, you go to work patting people down for the TSA, of course.
Oh, no.
That's not even funny, Mike. No.
Philadelphia's Thomas Harkins cost his archdiocese nearly $200,000 in legal fees, not to mention the loss of trust.
Oh, that looks like more than 4 ounces yeah. of fluid.
Of course you're going to make that the priest. Your no, big yeah. auto's going to make that the priest.
Hey, I noticed there's a little bunch. It seems to be a little bit of a bulge in your waistband, lady. No. Let me reach over there. Can I see your daughter, too?
That's right, and then turn on your computer for
there
me.
There you go.
Right.
4 months later, Father Tom got a job at the airport frisking people. The TSA has since let him go, but will take no further action against him since it failed to ever do a background check on the guy before
hello,
hiring
him. Hello, young man. Are you going to Disney World? Well, before you take that trip, let me have a little look under your undercarriage.
You're going to have to take off your shoes and your pants.
And what the hell is happening at American Airlines? Its on-time record has fallen to 58%.
Can't wait to go to Miami.
While other airlines manage an 88% on-time record. And now we hear of entire rows of seats on American busting loose from their floor tracks in mid-flight.
Hey, I feel like busting loose.
It happened both Saturday and yesterday.
That's on my DJ name.
Flights in and out of Florida. Both planes had to make emergency landings. Nobody got hurt. An investigation is underway. The pilots say the trouble is American's planes are the oldest in the industry.
Nice.
That's
Don't
about,
say that.
That's about to change but the new planes can't seem to get here fast enough.
Wow.
And although a new poll shows Mitt Romney leading...
Man, you know, can I just say for airlinophiles, people that follow airplanes enough, 757s are the biggest pieces of crap in the sky.
Yeah, it is.
It's a friggin' sardine can up there.
It's the Corvair of... Mike, it's the Corvair of the sky.
God, whoever designed that is a sick, twisted F. I used to fly first class on a 757.
Doesn't count.
And they still suck.
Felt like Coach.
It's horrible.
I feel like busting loose.
Okay, thank you. You got your joke in it.
Twice.
A couple times, yeah.
Yeah.
Although a new poll shows Mitt Romney leading
and
by...
And the show isn't over.
It didn't get any funnier.
However, we're still holding out hope for the news.
Although a new poll shows Mitt Romney leading by 4 points among independent voters, a new national poll shows President Obama widening his lead to 4%. Now, if you were running against Obama, you'd expect to successfully beat him over the economy. No president's ever been reelected with unemployment numbers this high. Easy peasy, right?
Right.
Wrong. Surveys show that voters have just as many doubts about Romney's economic abilities as they do about Obama.
Did you say easy peasy?
I did.
Seems there's more to that poem. How's that?
Japanese. That's right.
Because Romney has no advantage in that economic area, his campaign people say he's now focusing on other issues like foreign policy. So you're going to see a change in his approach. Now, the Republican effort to tighten voter ID laws may have backfired. Not only are some of those laws shot down in the courts, and by the way, the Pennsylvania law was just before we went on the air today.
Really? They eliminated it?
Yeah, that one's gone. It could be challenged, but the election's only 5 weeks away from today.
Right.
So we'll see. But at any rate, even with some of these laws being struck down, there's been a backlash, even if the laws were upheld. Black and Latino churches are handing out voter registration cards with their collection plates.
Did you get one, Oscar?
No, I didn't go to church.
AARP and the League of Women Voters and others are pushing registration and offering.
He's an a-hole.
Offering rights to the right of work.
I hadn't noticed.
He's such an a-hole.
And a new report says a record number of Latinos are expected to vote in this election, with 70% of them favoring Obama.
Wow.
Other news, real fast. Mahmoud Ahmadinejad's cameraman defected to the U.S. last week while the Iranian leader was here ranting at the U.N. NATO is considering an early pullout from Afghanistan because of a wave of deadly insider attacks. Here in the U.S., DNA evidence has just cleared its 300th wrongly convicted suspect.
Wow.
And a New Orleans jury will consider whether it's really sexual assault if you put your junk on the neck of a sleeping drunk guy.
That is nasty.
And finally, in Spartanburg, South Carolina, a man walked into a shoe store and tried on a pair of pink high heels.
Of course.
They fit. But while they were waiting on another customer, the man walked out of the store with the heels without paying. They're now looking for a guy wearing jeans, boots, and a matching gray hat and purse. I'm Buzz Burbank of the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you, Buzz.
You bet.
Our show today was brought to you by ScoreBig.com. Ever been to a game or a concert that's supposedly sold out? If there are open seats all around you, it's because they aren't really sold out. But how do you get them? Well, there's a better way, and you know what it is. It's called ScoreBig.com. ScoreBig works with teams, promotions, at other ticket providers, so you can save 10 to 60% on your favorite team, whether it's baseball, NFL, the NBA, college, or the NHL. Oh, the NHL.
Yeah.
That just hurt me.
Ouch. Do you remember it?
Oh, it's sad.
Burned.
Wow. God. Face. Come on.
That's with ice, right?
Anyway, tickets at scorebig.com, always below box office price. That's guaranteed. Go to scorebig.com, enter the code TMOS at checkout, and save at least $30 off the box office price. They brought it back up to $30.
Yes, they did.
And that's your first purchase at ScoreBig. Thank you very much. We'll be back with another one tomorrow. Have a great day. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Goodbye.